Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Something I wanted to share with you guys I think you might find helpful is this idea about balance and how we're always looking to find that balance in our lives. But I think a few things are important. Number one, acknowledging just how hard it is and how difficult it is to find that balance. It's much easier said than done. Like you guys, I've got babies to raise, babies to feed, bills to pay, food to put on the table, relationships to maintain, businesses to run. It's hard. But what I also found is two keys. Number one is discipline. Apply discipline to take care of yourself. The other one is communication. And this is really important because I found if you get curious and you communicate with people around you like, hey guys, I need some help finding my balance. You'd be surprised how fast people come to help you. You gotta take care of the thing that allows you to do what you do. And that thing is you. So take care of you and find that balance. I've learned this over time. I've learned it through experience. It's taken me a while. It's taken me years. But I have learned the power of intention, the power of purpose, and having real purpose and drive behind your thought process is, you know, when you have that level of intentionality and you have real drive and purpose behind what you do, what you say, how you act, on the other side of that, you are slowly defining day by day your legacy. So think about that for a second, right? You think about the legacy because that's one of the words that can often get lost. In any event, power and purpose, find your intention, let's set it today, and let's fucking go. What are the keys to success? What's your secret to success? Well, there really is no secret. I think it's the same basic building blocks and tenets that we all know. Surround yourself with high quality people who believe in the same values and principles and philosophies that you do. And not just in business as entrepreneurs, but just as human beings. You want to treat people right, treat them good, make them feel good. Think big, think outside of the box, be disruptive with your thoughts. And remember, just because something's never been done before doesn't mean it can't be done. It just means we haven't figured out a pathway on how to get it done, and we will get it done. I always like to say too, it's nice to be important, it's more important to be nice. Now the B side to that is every once in a while you gotta tell somebody to fuck off. As you guys know, football was my dream. My goal was to make it in the NFL and then go on and play in the Super Bowl. And football gave me purpose, especially a time when I needed it, especially here in Hawaii. As a teenager, I was running around here, I was fucking up all the time, I was getting arrested. So football gave me purpose. That didn't work out for me, but of course, pro wrestling gave me life. But the thing I want to share with you is, sometimes the thing we want most in life is the best thing that never happened. It's like the dreams that don't come true, because it sets us on a path and gives us blessings we never otherwise would have anticipated. It's about drive, it's about power, we stay hungry, we devour! And we have some things to fix, and we're gonna get there. I'm optimistic, I'm always optimistic. We gotta have faith, we gotta keep putting in the work, and I do believe we're gonna get there. We'll get there, we'll definitely get there. And as I always like to say, you guys have heard me say this in the past, look, I don't give a shit what color you are, where you come from, what religion you practice, what you identify as, what your bank account says, what car you drive, where you live, what part of the country you live in. It doesn't matter to me. I don't give a shit. The only thing I care about is whether or not you are a good, hard-working, decent, kind human being who treats other people fairly and you're inclusive, because everybody is created equal. And of course, if you're always willing to put in that hard work with your own two hands, I got a saying, as you guys know, it's one of my favorite. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. They want to understand what's inside of me, what makes me tick, what's between my rib cage, what's up here between my ears. Well, not a lot up here, but there's a lot going on down here. And we use words like hope and optimism, and I said, yes, I'm hopeful and optimistic by nature, but let's underscore tenacity, and you've got to have a passionate, burning desire to get after your goals. And I believe when you take that kind of action with tenacity and purpose, the universe will meet you halfway. It might not happen overnight, but incrementally with consistency, it will happen. So get after your goals, use tenacity, hope and optimism for sure. Have a productive week. Let's fucking go.
It doesn't matter how hard you work, I'm willing to work harder than you.
And I know every motherfucker ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. That's how you level up.
Stop being average when your potential is crying to come outside of you more than that.
No one will outwork me. No one.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks.
Of course, talent without work is nothing.
You gotta be hungry. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do.
There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room.
You have to want it.
Life is gonna be hard. No one said it was supposed to be easy. Life isn't fair. Sometimes you just gotta do it alone. What do you do? How do you live? How do we get through it? You got to stand up. You got to get up. The path that you have chosen was never designed to be easy. Some people want it easy, but I dare you to go the hard way. What do we do with the life that has been given? How do we face the circumstances that have been brought before us? Do we give up? Do we stand up? Do we push through? Those are the questions that we ask each and every day when we are faced with adversity. Hard times create tough mass. Tough mass creates tough characters. But you got to carry on. So when it gets tough, you gotta get tougher. When you're standing on your own 2 feet and the storm is coming in, you still gotta stand. And sometimes you just gotta stand alone. Greatness requires work. And hard work is how you get it. You don't give up because it's hard. You don't give up because it's challenging. You don't give up on you. Let the hard work begin. So when you're standing alone, make sure you stand with a pure heart, with a great mindset. Because there's no one like you. There's nothing that can stop you. No one can do the things that you do. No one can stand like you do.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You have to keep going. You have to be truthful to who you are inside. It was never designed to be easy. Don't give up. Go for it.
People tell me all the time, it's hard to get wealthy. It's hard to grind. It's hard to be focused. How do you even do these speeches? It's hard to stay motivated. It's hard to stay broke. It's hard to stay depressed. It's hard to stay governed by anxiety. It's hard to be inconsistent. It's hard not to have daily disciplines. It's hard not to believe in yourself. It's hard to be broke. It's hard to be poor. It's hard. It's all hard. So choose your heart. You either go work for it, or you're gonna sit there and let life knock you down and dare you to get back up. It's hard to practice perseverance. It's hard to practice compassion and forgiveness. It's hard to set personal goals. It's hard to take care of yourself. It's hard to be broke. It's hard to live in bitterness and unforgiveness. It's difficult to be jealous of somebody. It's hard to let yourself go. It can be difficult to lay your life down and humble yourself and rid yourself of the disease of ego, pride, and comparison and competition. It's difficult. It's hard to be creative. It's hard to be an introvert. It's hard to be an extrovert. Singleness can be difficult. Marriage can be difficult. Raising your children on your own can be difficult. It's hard to wake up early. It's hard to wake up late. But there's a reward on the other side of waking up early. If you wake up late, you've lost too much daylight. What somebody else did before you woke up, now you only have a fraction of the day to get it done. There's a reward on the other side of one pain, and there is regret on the other side of the other pain. And if you're going to win the reward, you're going to have to persevere. You're going to need endurance. You're going to need to be consistent. And on the other end of the pendulum, there is the pain of regret, where you did nothing because you were afraid you would make a mistake. The pain of regret will hurt you. So choose your heart. Make a decision. I want the pain of finishing something. I want the pain of persevering. Give me the pain of forgiving my haters. Give me the pain of forgiving people that tried to kill me. Give me the pain of letting it go. Give me the pain of growth. Give me the pain of acquiring new skill sets and talents. Give me the pain of managing my time well. Give me the pain of waking up early. Give me the pain of praying when I didn't feel like it. Forgiving when I didn't feel like it. Letting go. Give me the pain. I'll take that pain, because on the other side of that pain, there is a reward. Every single day of my life, I'll take reward over regrets. Will you keep sleeping on your potential, or will you wake up and make it happen? Choose your pain today. The anguish, the irritation, the frustration that you feel today will be your strength to leap walls tomorrow, to leap hurdles tomorrow, to champion the day tomorrow. So you got to turn your pain into progress. You got to learn how to turn your pain into power.
There is a self-destructive side of yourself. There is a self-destructive side to every single one of us. You can't be here without a shadow. There is no light without shadow. There is no being without shadow. There is no day without night. The self-destructive side of yourself is just as important and intricate to your wholeness as your seemingly more positive or resourceful side. Successful people don't make the right decisions. They make all kinds of bad decisions because successful people have shadows too. The difference between successful people and others is that successful people make their decisions right. And making your decision right begins with taking full responsibility, ownership, and loving your destructive side, your shadow side. Knowing thyself is first, foremost, primary, foundational, and means way more than anything else. When you're ready to be great, greatness shows up in front of your eyes.
Indulge in the pain. Feel the pain. If you've got a broken ankle, just feel the fucking pain. When you're working out, you just, like, you want to die. Feel the death happening in you. Feel the pain happening in your legs as you rep out one more squat. Because it'll be all the more pleasurable when you reach the inevitable other end of the spectrum where you're laying in your hammock, sipping on a protein shake. Boy, I really went hard. I really went hard on that set. I really went hard in that relationship. I really went hard in school. I really went hard in my career. I really went hard in life. Go hard!
It's your turn. You shouldn't feel guilty. It's your turn. It's your time. You've blessed everybody else. You've set everybody else for success. You've compromised you for them, and look where you are. It's time for you. And so for a lot of you, you're not doing nothing because you don't have any purpose right now. You don't have a sense of purpose. You're not waking up for nobody. And I need you to get that engine. I need that drive, because you know what to do. You're the right person to do it, but you just can't seem to get out of bed. You can't seem to do what you're supposed to do. Every time you come up against a trial or a tribulation, you let it stop you. You got to find your why, and your why is what's going to start you. And the problem with some of you in this room, you don't have no drive. You ain't got nothing pushing you. You ain't got no reason for waking up in the morning. You ain't got no reason for pushing past that pain. You have no reason. You better find one before you get out of here today. You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you. It's not an option. And the reason why some of you are not where you're supposed to be, you've given yourself an option. You've given yourself an out. You've given yourself an excuse. You've given yourself room not to do it. But you have what it takes. Give me some energy. I can.
I will.
I will.
I must.
Come on, I can. Come on, I will.
I must.
I can. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go. I can means I have the ability to do it. I got what it take. I have the ability to do it. I will. I have the willpower to make it happen. I must. My wife needs me. I must. My son needs me. I must. My daughter needs me.
We can, we will, and we must get through this. Let's go.
I want to ask you a question, seriously. This is going to be hard, because some of you are young and you like still worried about what people think about you, so you don't want to be honest in front of people. I want you to think about what level you want. Are you giving 90, 80, 70? Listen to what I'm saying for a minute. It's like I gave everything I got. I have no more to give. Like, I really put 120 into this. So raise your hand if you're giving 120. Like, I ain't got no more to give, E. I'm giving 100, E. I know I got, I'm just doing at least what coach want me to do. I'm doing everything coach want me to do. I'm giving about 90%, E, I'm gonna be real. I'm giving about 90%, let me see your hand. Of my effort, let me see your hands. I'm giving about 80%, let me see your hand. 70%, let me see your hand. I need you for you to admit where you are. What is it going to take for you to give every single thing you got? What is that going to take? It's consistency. And so I got to go to bed at a certain time. I got to wake up at a certain time. There's certain things I can't eat, certain things I can't watch, certain things I can't do. And I'm talking about that grind. I got an opportunity. You got an opportunity. So here's the deal. When you have an opportunity, why would you give 80% when you have an opportunity? Somebody answer that for me. Y'all talk. Why would you give 80%, 70%? Why wouldn't you always give 120%? This right here, for a lot of y'all ain't got no discipline. It's killing you. It's killing you. And you don't even realize it's killing you. It's killing you. If you're not giving 120, I'm not mad at you. My job is not to dog you out. Because once we go back out, my goal is to come here and take you to that next level.
From today on, you play whatever your best game is, you play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're gonna score every time, but the effort has it. You can always give 120% effort.
Life gonna go on regardless. Mental toughness. It is in those times we have to be stronger than we've ever been before. Why? Because they need us more than they ever needed us before. I just want to make sure that the life we got left, that is sweeter than the life that if I wasn't focused and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. And we're going to make it the best possible. It's your life. You got it. What you going to do with it? I want to ask you a question. Seriously. How many of y'all in this room, you like, yo, E, it is my life, but I ain't been in control of it as much as I should be in control of it. And after the day, I'm taking more control of it. Let me see your hand. Be honest with me. Come on, let me see your hands.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And so you looked up to who when you played ball? Like, who were the people you looked up to?
Kobe.
Kobe. LeBron. CP. D-Wade. Kobe. I was the same thing with me with Dr. Martin Luther King. In Washington, like all those people, I got a dream. When I saw Malcolm, like, boom. And I saw hundreds of black men, boom. Like, let's go. I'm like I could do that. And then when I found out I could make money doing it and I could take care of my family, I was like, showtime. Like, you only got one shot, E. So hear what I'm saying. Opportunity. You have an opportunity of a lifetime. When you understand you have an opportunity, you play a little different. Here's what I want to tell you. If you're going to get it, you're going to have that dog. You're going to have that dog. You're going to have to be that dude that say, I'm not just going with skills. There's a one type of dude who feel like because he's gifted that it's just an automatic role for him. And let me tell y'all something. You are gifted, but you better humble yourself. You got skill and you got will. Two total different things. You were born with certain things, but to get to the next level, and not just get to the next level, to stay at the next level, you gotta have will when you get to that next level. So when you play, you have to compete. It's sports, it's basketball. Why wouldn't you give 120%? Talk to me. What would make you not give 120%? You gotta answer it. You play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're gonna score every time, but the effort has it. You can always give 120% effort. You can't dictate if the ball gonna always go in. You can't dictate what kind of game you're gonna have. You can't dictate how your body is gonna respond to moving around. But you can dictate your what? You can dictate your good. You can dictate your, you can always give 120% effort. Like, here's the deal. When y'all go play tonight, tomorrow, my goal is for you to go 120. So you're going to have the right people in here helping y'all. But if you're giving me 70, 80, 90, you ain't giving me 120. You're not going to get out of this experience what you're supposed to get out. That's my job. Why don't you always give 120% effort?
It's your turn.
While the rest of the world is sleeping, you are wide awake. And you are on the attack for your success.
It doesn't start with them and they. It starts with me. So I'm just wondering when you're gonna make it personal.
Are you really prepared to grind it out?
Everybody wants public authority, but nobody wants private discipline. When your habits change behind the scenes, when your private life begins to shift, when you put aside the things that are not serving you, if it's going to be personal, make it personal. Don't just be great in public, be great in private.
Success doesn't always have to be loud. Sometimes it's necessary to be quiet and just move. Are you really prepared to do what you need to do to get what you want out of your life?
You gotta live. You have to breathe. You have to eat this purpose. Every single day, you are either losing ground or gaining ground.
You are not going to win anything until you understand what struggle means. You can never quit.
But you gotta work hard in silence. You gotta work when nobody's watching. You gotta sacrifice behind the scenes. When you take it personal, your private life changes.
Success is a process. The process comes before success. The struggle comes before the process.
Everybody wants to contribute to destiny, but nobody wants to be committed to destiny. What kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? What can you conquer in the dark? How personal is your purpose?
This is what we call grinding in silence. Not everyone needs to understand your true motives. Not everyone needs to understand your purpose. Not everyone needs to understand your mission. But the truth is, it's about passion. It's about discipline. It's about awareness. It's about accountability. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be accountable for your actions. But are you prepared to grind it out? Are you prepared to dig a little bit deeper? Are you prepared to fight a little bit harder? Are you prepared to put in overtime?
Somewhere along the line, you lost your footing, you lost your place. It got cold, too cold for you. And see, one thing about an achiever is rain, sleet, or snow, they keep building. But you have not sacrificed, you have not suffered, you are not committed. When you are committed, you give everything you have. Every single week, every single day, every single hour, every single minute, 720 hours a month, you are beating on your craft. Even when you're at work, you're dreaming, you're thinking, you're vision casting, you're writing it down, making it plain, communicating to your destiny connections so that it can become a reality. If you can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hands. But the question I want to ask you is, are you committed?
Now it's time to grind. Now it's time to fight. Now it's time to believe. Now it's time to know that your success story has yet to be told. Don't sit back and have a pity party. Don't sit back and wait for an opportunity to happen. It is up to you to go out there and get the opportunities. You want success? Then go get it. You want to be better? Then be better. You want something more than what you have right now? Then you got to have the desire within your heart and go strong and go with everything you have.
I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you've been called to do, what you've been called to accomplish, what you've been destined to build, who you've been called to be connected to, but the dots will connect.
Every single moment that you have is an opportunity of a lifetime.
Are you committed? or he just contributed. The choice is yours. This time, make it personal.
Hear my voice. Know that you do have some work to do. The work that you do will determine the outcome in the end. But do it in silence. The ones that need to be a part of your development, they will always be there. And the ones that doubted you, I'm talking about the naysayers, just simply say, shh, be quiet, because you have nothing to do with my success. You gotta give 110% and get it to a point where all you got to say is, shh, you don't have nothing to do with my success. The noise that you making can't stop my purpose. The noise that you making can't stop my fight. The noise that you making can't stop my grind. Your noise is just empty. It means nothing to my success. I didn't get it overnight. And yes, I had many sleepless nights. And I had amazing dreams of what I could become.
Can you stretch yourself? Can you condition yourself? Come on, can you believe again? Can you see it again? Can you write again? Can you make this thing personal? That it doesn't start with the people connected to you. It starts with you. It doesn't even start with your past. It starts with where you are and where you're going. Can you look ahead? Can you stretch forth? Can you condition yourself? Can you prepare yourself for the next thing? Come on, make it personal. But you gotta work hard in silence. You gotta take it personal. I make this thing personal.
So while you're sitting around second-guessing yourself, my beautiful people, get back on your grind. Be productive. Keep your head up high. Stay in the moment. Live every moment. Move in silence. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. You got to learn how to move in silence. The question is, how hungry are you? How much are you willing to give of yourself? Because it's really ultimately up to you. You can't sit around and waste time. You can't sit around and determine that everything is going to go your way. Because it will not go your way all the time. But I tell you what, if you keep laying around wasting time, time is going to continue to carry on with or without you. Because you have already decided to lay in your bed because you were just too tired to get up. It's up to you to make a difference so that you can be a difference maker. It's up to you to be a solution and not a problem. That means you got to be serious and you got to be willing and you got to be dedicated. You got to take that leap of faith. I understand it will never be easy. I understand that I got to work. I understand that sometimes I want to give up. But I will not give up. So while you're sitting around, moping around, blaming everybody for what you're not doing, guess what? Nobody's gonna sit around and wait for you to do the right thing for yourself. Because it's all up to you. So just get busy. You are on your way. Success doesn't have time for your excuses. Success doesn't have time for your laziness. Success doesn't have time for the person who doesn't truly want to change. Murphy, I know you are scared. But turn that fear into fire. We've all been there. We've all been afraid of something. But don't give up. You keep trusting. You keep believing. You keep going. Embrace the suck.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And keep on fighting. It's okay that you fail, but don't think you don't have what it takes. Don't doubt. Don't be ashamed. Trust in who you are. I must work. I must believe. I will fight. I will work. I will push. And I will never quit on me. I know that I have to work. I know that I have to believe. I know I have to trust in me. You got to show up. Sometimes we are going to have to just deal with the circumstances and the challenges that we face. You can't be soft. You can't be weak and expect the greatness to come out of you. You can't expect anything good to come out of nothing. If you're not giving nothing, you get nothing. Now get up and do your work. When it comes to the work ethic, that's when you have to dig deeper. That's when you have to work harder. That's when you have to shut out all the noise and all the naysayers. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you just have to be quiet and listen to your passion. Listen to your heart. Listen to your truth. It's okay sometimes, because these things are going to happen no matter how hard you work. But you don't have the right to give up. You don't have the right to give in. And stop playing the blame game and go about your business. When you have been pushed back even harder. I dare you to go down that path that many refuse to go. Pain, passion, focus, faith, you put it together. You will be an unstoppable force.
Consider this your wake-up call. What most people fail to realize is that pain is inevitable and it is unavoidable. There is no path in life without pain. Whatever it is that you're going after, whoever it is that you've been destined to become, you cannot have it. You will not become it without pain. You will face challenges and difficulties and giants regardless if you are single, if you are married, if you are a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home father, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're working a 9-to-5, if you're an educator, if you are an athlete, if you are a musician, a singer, a producer, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are doing, pain is inevitable. If I'm going to hurt like this, if I'm going to bleed like this, if I'm going to cry like this, let me cry because I'm in the best shape of my life. Let me cry because I'm conditioned to weather the uphill war. Let me cry because I'm building my relationship. I'm building my business. I'm building my legacy. Let me cry because it hurt, but there is a reward on the other end of my pain. Let me cry tears because I passed the test, because I gave it everything I had. Choose your heart. Everything in life comes with hardship. Make a decision. At some juncture, you will encounter pain. And the moment that you get acquainted with pain, you get acquainted with hardship. You realize that no matter what you do, no matter how much you study, no matter how much you plan, you will not be able to avoid a measure of pain. I don't care what it is, losing weight, I don't care what it is, a new eating paradigm, a new relationship paradigm, new thoughts, new behaviors. It doesn't matter what you're after, what you're looking to become. If you don't go to the gym, it's gonna hurt you. If you go to the gym, it's gonna hurt you. Your muscles are gonna tear. But on the other side of that pain, there is a reward. There isn't any regret. You won't regret taking care of your body. On the other side of making those healthy decisions, there is a reward. It's the reward of discipline. It's the reward of longevity. It's the reward of influence. It's the reward of power. Do you want results? Do you want a reward? Or do you want regrets? The decision is yours. It's all hard, so choose your heart. Pain is inevitable and it is unavoidable. Pick your pain. Everybody's got a plan until life knocks them out. Because we weren't ready for the pain. And when the pain came, we did not process it. Processing pain is a skill set you've got to acquire. It's a type of currency. If you want the future, if you want next level, if you want tomorrow, if you want to manifest, if you want this thing, I don't care what it is, then you're going to have to get acquainted with pain. The pain of discipline, the pain of growth, the pain of learning, the pain of giving, the pain of forgiving. It all hurts. So pick your pain. Choose your heart. Because at some juncture in life, at some corner you're going to turn, you are going to encounter pain. And you've got to process that pain well. Hear me when I say it. Pain is unavoidable. It's hard to let go of the past. It's hard to give sometimes of your time, your talent, and your treasure. It's hard to balance work life. It's hard to acquire new skills. It's hard to be stagnant. It's hard to be a workhorse. It's hard to be lazy. It's hard to learn how to manage and cultivate relationships. It's hard to learn from your experiences. It's hard to turn your mess into your message. It's all hard. It's hard to hold on. It's hard to let go. But there's a reward on the other end of many of these hardships. You better choose reward or regret. There is always reward and regret attached to every decision that you make. Hope. Hold on. Pain ends. Pain does have an expiration date. And when that pain ends, another one will surface, but you will be strong enough because you endured the current pain well. Everybody wants resurrection, but nobody wants the pain of dying to themselves. There's a pain that hurts you, and there's a pain that changes you. So today, all I want you to do is make a decision to choose your heart.
Making the right decision isn't about fixing yourself or remedying the problem. It is about self-acceptance first. When you can fully accept your shadow and all the things in them, they no longer manipulate you from the dark side, from your ignorance, from your unconscious. When I make this decision and I get this result, what is God trying to show me? What is my inner being trying to reveal to me? What part of myself have I denied and now is manipulating me from the underworld? Your shadows, your destructive side, those things that you have shoved down in your deep, dark unconscious, oftentimes contain the greatest gifts you've been given. Love your destructive side. Accept your destructive side. Remember that it is equal in part to your light side and will always be there. Now, we live in a world that causes us, forces us, conditions us to look outside ourselves for answers. This is normal and natural based on the conditioning we've received. Meaning that where I stand is never good enough because I need reference for that to be validated. I need, like you say, relationships, friends, family, school, and work. I need other people, other circumstances, other reflections to show me my worth. This is the fall of man. This is where we lose ourselves, and this is where we get knocked off of our ground, my man. It is never our job to get anyone else to believe in, trust, or accept our stance. It's never our job to be right. It is always our job to be true. If those bad memories come and you notice that an anxiety rises in your belly and chest, then the time is now to do something physically to expel it, to exercise it. When you see greatness in anyone, what you're seeing is your own self-power personified right before your eyes. I am you, you are me. Together we rise. It doesn't matter if the world is crumbling down around you. It doesn't matter what's happening. You gotta look outside the box. Where are the warriors that say, I'm gonna make a decision and I'm keeping it? Devotion, discipline. Devote yourself to something bigger. Be decisive about what you're gonna do. Say, I'm gonna do it and that's it. And then be disciplined about getting it done every single day, whether you feel like it or not. You will always be left with what you came here with, which is the passionate blueprint of your authentic self-expression found in your heart, my man. That is the journey. The journey isn't to stack your bank account or to stack toys. That's the lie. That's what we've been fed. That's what we've been told. That is a byproduct of one of two things. Either lying to yourself and lying to the world and sacrificing your soul so that you can have those things, hoping that they will bring you joy and pleasure, or living authentically. And when you live authentically, those things will either be added to you because that's a part of your path, or they won't. And you gotta be okay with that. Because if you're focused on the outcome rather than the journey, rather than the art, rather than the self-expression, the poetry, the authoring of your own life, being the authority of your own life, you're going to be living as a shell of yourself. It might be a shiny, flashy, expensive shell, but just a shell, my friend. If you're being yourself and being your truth, you have no desire to push anybody else off of their truth or try to bring them onto your truth with your righteousness.
Every single limitation that you have is designed to make you a bit stronger, either by teaching you how to move over, around, or through a brick wall, or shedding light, becoming enlightened about your shadows. You want to live a big game, you got to figure yourself out. You got to start dealing with yourself objectively. If you know you're fearful, get very clear about what you're fearful about, why you're making choices in your life based on that fear, and then face that fear.
You think yourself as a loser. You really do. That's why you can't win.
Oh, I don't feel so good today. Get your lazy, sick ass up out of bed.
Take those very things that you've been resisting. Look at them, question them, look at them from multiple different angles. And then integrate it into your wisdom, into your being.
So you made your bed, now you gotta sleep in it. Just be okay with that. Take responsibility for that. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Feel empowered by the fact that you are a creator in your life. You're a manifester of circumstances. You did something and you made something happen. Every moment comes with its yin and yang. Every moment comes with its light and dark. Every moment comes with its good and evil. The idea is to be fully present in the moment so that you can experience it all in its rawness, in its intensity, in its purpose. Each moment, its purpose is itself.
We're not needing to do anything more. We're needing to get out of the way and let our truth shine through.
Always go to virtues. Always go to character. Always go to who you're not being or who you're being.
Open up to your intuition. Open up to your higher consciousness. Open up to your truth and stop letting fear-based consciousness based on past shit keep you stuck, bro. You gotta breathe.
I wanna feel life. That's why I'm not afraid of pain. That's why I'm not afraid to take risks. Not because I'm courageous, but because I'm crazy about life. I love the rain. I love the elements. I love the way it feels in my body, man. When I see people afraid of the rain, I say, boy, you're afraid of life.